This is the doctor, the therapist, and the coach on Y01 Radio.
Season 2, episode 2. Welcome, ladies. We are the doctor, the therapist, and the coach. The doctor, how are you?
I'm not bad, actually, thank you.
You are the therapist, Colette. How are you?
That was quite a short answer, actually, Dr. Angela.
I was, like, shocked to be asked. I wasn't ready. I wasn't warmed up.
Yeah, you're sitting very upright, though.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
you're
not
ready
relaxed
now.
At all.
Yeah, like being at school when someone asks us the times tables.
I'm quite erect, actually.
Yeah. I'm leaving that there. I've just got out of the car. I've just spent 3 days driving up and down Wales, Yorkshire.
Who said you didn't want to talk about traffic?
I was talking about the car, not traffic. But there was traffic. In fact, I was the traffic as well.
You were the traffic.
I'm still a little bit discombobulated.
Really?
I can feel the discombobulation. And it's making me stand and sit
totally
wrong.
Fine.
Yeah.
Totally chill.
Yeah. So how
Everything,
are you,
Oh,
coach?
Fabulous. So good. Like, and I'm very excited to talk about what we're talking about today because I've got lots to say.
Can we just sit back?
Well, you're...
Roll.
You go first.
So, I'm going to say this to you, ladies. Misugi.
Sugi me.
Misugi. What does it mean to you?
It's making me think Karate Kid.
Yeah, very close. Not anything to do with that. But so I've been introduced to Misugi. It's like, have you heard of Ikigai?
Of course I have.
Well, it's nothing like that.
Just a moment. Of course I have. I haven't got a clue what that is.
Well, Ikigai?
No.
Ikigai is your life's purpose.
I don't know enough Japanese. I genuinely don't.
Maybe your life's purpose is Japanese.
It's learning Japanese. That's my life's purpose.
Isn't that a song? Learning Japanese.
No.
Oh, no. Misugi. So, Misugi is about how the Japanese do something once a year that is so unbelievably, impossibly difficult that it makes the rest of the year look and feel like an absolute breeze. So it's the ikigai, which is the purpose of life, nothing to do with that. Misugi is this wonderful theory of being completely impossible, right? I personally love this theory because that's how I live my life. So if I, for example, want to be able to do something mundane that makes my brain explode or implode, like hanging out the washing, which I find incredibly difficult because it's a process like the washing machine. You commit to the washing, then you have to take it out, then you have to hang it up, and then you have to put it away. It's a whole process that I'm just not willing to commit to forever.
Is that why you send your washing to your mum still?
No comment. I was 40 this year.
Yep, we all know it's true.
I know, I really do. My mum loves it, though. She can commit to the entire cycle. I can't. I find it really difficult. So when I know that I've got this epic, proportional, terrible thing to do, like washing, I will do something that I find really, really difficult to make the washing experience much easier. So I'll learn something very, very difficult.
We're both hanging in here.
I am totally not sure that this is a good concept. It just feels like everything gets harder.
No, but that's the beautiful thing about it. When you do, for me, washing is very, very difficult. So I will do something that is hard for me, and then the washing is easy.
I'd just be tired from the hard thing.
Well, no. So, for example, July. What did I do in July?
Strong woman in
exactly.
Norway.
My
you won.
Final ever my retirement competition. And that process was 9 months of absolute horrific hardness.
Do you not remember when she got on the floor in here and she couldn't stand up again, had to open the door with her head?
Yeah, actually, I do. I think I didn't know that was your retirement competition. This feels like it's news to me that that was the end.
No, that was the end. No. That was why I trained so hard.
Yeah, she got down on the floor and couldn't get up again for weeks.
There were many moments.
Couldn't get out of the car.
And, yeah, there was definitely a lot of quad moments that I recall. Yeah.
Oh, so many. So I'm currently doing this thing called 75 hard.
It has to be easier just to do the washing.
No.
I have a tumble dryer. It's like it's really simple.
No.
In one machine, in the other.
And I have friends that also find washing very, very difficult.
She's pointing at me now. Did you see that?
I do. People out there listening to this will be like, oh my goodness, there is someone else that finds washing really hard. I find it really hard. Anyway, I'm currently doing something called 75
you
hard.
Pulled a truck in Norway. That's harder than the washing.
No. No, you'd think so. It's not.
Okay.
I also lifted that log.
Hang on. That was amazing.
Thank you.
That as long as I live, I'll remember you. You didn't see it, honestly, Angela.
No, I saw little snippets that you sent me.
Yeah. So the other people were lifting this log, and it was quite a big log and quite heavy. And there were two. There was one that wasn't as hard and one that was really, really heavy.
Sounds like an average day at my job.
Average day, exactly. So people were having a go of lifting the really big one. I'm doing hand, but nobody can see me do the hands, okay? And they'd have like one go of it, get it to their knees, couldn't do it, put it down, go to the other one. Gemma just walks up to the biggest, heaviest log and just lifts it over her head like a chopstick.
I think I saw this filmed. I think, didn't you sort of lift it down,
yeah,
and they were saying it's become
it. It was
a
me
cardio?
Screaming. Yeah, 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 it was me. It was like watching someone do something. And then she put it down and walked over and picked me up like she hadn't used up all her strong at that point.
She's never picked me up.
It's because you're tall.
Sure.
It's not because you're taller than a log. It's because we've never been in that situation where I've had to, and I would.
I was also stuck on the side, wasn't I? I couldn't get down.
There was a ditch.
There was a ditch.
I lifted you over a ditch.
I couldn't get down.
But that was really hard. The training for that was hard. And it's harder when, because I hadn't done it for so many years, getting back into it was really, really difficult. Okay. And coming back into it from, you know, from years of doing it and then nothing and then coming back in again and knowing it was my last competition, I really wanted to go out at the top. And it was brilliant. So at the moment I'm doing something called 75 hard, which is 75 days of 2 times a day training, following quite a strict diet routine, 4 litres of water a day or gallon of water a day. And then you have to read 10 pages. And I got to day 28. And oh, you've got to take a photograph of yourself every single day.
Hang on, 10 pages of what?
10 pages of a self-help or, okay, you know, like a
science improving
book. An improvement book. Yep. And I got to day 28 and I thought I had read the 10 pages of the book on Saturday morning. I had not.
Mm.
And I had to go back to day one. So you have to go back to day one if you don't complete all your tasks.
That's like a horrific game of like snakes and ladders.
It's Groundhog Day. Why would you do that to yourself?
It's about discipline. And this is Misugi, right? Okay. So Misugi is where the Japanese provide discipline, give you an opportunity to give yourself discipline. And what is discipline, Colette?
I'm not doing it if it's that. Are you?
I don't do discipline. I'm just sat here going, this is an all alien concept to
me.
I
am very disciplined and very routined. And I like my systems because mm-hmm. then I don't have to think about things and they just happen without me having to get involved in them.
Yes. But for me, discipline, and obviously being an athlete for as many years, you get, like you say, you get into a structure, you get into a routine and you have this sort of, you do the hard first. We always talk about doing the hard, but the discipline for me is an act of self-love because when you have committed to doing the disciplines, for me, it's all about self-love.
I can't say that with Angela in the room.
I've already started
I've seen
smiling.
Angela's face.
I mean, it's not that act of self-love.
What's the hardest thing that you've done?
Well, you're asking me in a very timely moment. So for me, this year has been about looking after my dad when he's poorly. So I think that has been my hard thing. But there was no, maybe there is discipline in that because you kind of get up and you keep going regardless.
Exactly.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
And even though it's not like you're choosing a specific competition, that's your Misugi. This year, you had your Misugi. And, you know, you have a specific moment that you said, that is the hardest thing that I have ever done. And it does, whether you can shine a light on it or not, it does make everything else so much easier. When you think about you've done something so ridiculously hard, like, for example, when I came home from doing the Strong Woman competition, I did a load of washing. I did all my washing and it wasn't difficult because I'd done something that was really hard.
Still struggling with that as an example of what's difficult, but yeah, absolutely.
And then I put it all away, which is the ultimate challenge.
Just pointing again.
It is all at you. Do you not? I can't imagine in your perfect house that you don't put washing away.
Of course I put washing away.
Do you have someone else that puts the washing away?
No, the fairies. Everything happens by magic in my house. It's such a system. I'm like a system ninja.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your discipline, what's the hardest thing that you've done this year?
I've done just this year.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing I've done recently was when my father died, actually. Mm-hmm. And I went and looked, and I was down there and I looked after him. And there is something about just getting up every day, keeping your head down, doing it. There isn't a time frame exactly.
No.
So you've got this awful mixture of kind of knowing it's time limited, but not knowing what that is.
I said it was like a liminal space. It was like life was kind of going on in a parallel lane next to us. And we were exactly in the right place that we needed to be in. But it's a very weird place. And then I've sort of rejoined life and it's October And I don't feel like I've noticed this year, really, right, because I've been so kind of preoccupied with what. But it was the only and the best place that I could have been. And I'm really pleased I was there. But definitely harder than other things.
From what you've experienced with both of you, going through what you went through with both of your fathers, have you been able to take anything from that, thinking I can do something that used to seem very hard, but now would feel not as hard, now that you've had that experience?
I don't know, because I'm always game to, I like doing difficult things. I kind of, in fact, I would almost set myself something because I want to prove to myself that I can do it. So I think this surprises me that it's probably the thing that I feel more pride in than anything else, because it wasn't hard in the same way as everything else has been difficult. This was just kind of an endurance event of being present and bearing witness and giving reassurance.
But also using your medical knowledge as well. That must have been even harder, you know, focusing you as a daughter and you as a doctor. How did that work?
Everyone, it's really interesting, because when he was diagnosed, everybody said, be a daughter, not a doctor. And I was kind of, I can't not be the other thing. I just am the other thing. I can't put it down and not look at stuff from that perspective. And actually, I think the way that I've settled my brain to it is, it was my gift to give. And I was really grateful that I had something that I could do. I had a blueprint, because actually a lot of it is about being helpless and not being able to do anything. So I went with it, stayed with it, and I was really well supported. Mm. It's kind of, you can't put down that bit of your brain that can understand it from that perspective.
And with, you know, using hard things in the medical world, you know, when somebody gets diagnosed with a horrific diagnosis, what, I mean, you know, from my experience as a coach, what I've noticed is that the person that has the diagnosis, from my point of view, is that they have the appointment times, they have the actual method of doing, and it's the people around them that struggle more at that point than the person who is going through it, because they are on the path to, right, this is the goal, the next milestone. You know, looking at it from that perspective, from a medical perspective, what can you say about people doing hard things that, you know, especially from a diagnosis, if anybody's listening that's had a really hard diagnosis, have you got any advice from that perspective about how to get through the hard times?
Oh God, I'm not sure that I do. I mean, I think you just do, and then what I'd probably say the advice is, and it's what I'm trying to do for myself at this point, then you need to make the time to do the process afterwards. I don't think you can necessarily sort of think too much about it when you're in the middle of it, because you've just got to do operational stuff. You've got to get them to the next appointment. You've got to pick up the medication. You've got to deal with the side effects. You've just got a lot of doing stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I was back in clinic today, and I was talking to patients who, and the nice thing about my job is, or my sort of world is, the demographic is like me. So lots of the people that I speak to are in that sort of same place that I'm in. And I'm just doing for myself what I tell other people to do. And I'm actually behaving myself. I'm going, right, some self-care, right, here's some time, I'm going to go and do this, or some windows, and just the process, the thinking that needs to happen afterwards.
Yeah. Colette, when you know, you mentioned how hard it was to go through what you went through with your dad. How did you use any of your therapist self in that experience?
Absolutely. A bit like Angela was saying, you can't cut that part off from yourself. It's as much a part of me as my height, you know.
Don't cut that off.
I cut that off. I'm just saying, we're all made.
No,
we are
there,
all
Colette,
made from different sets of toys in this room. So everyone's family's different. So my experience with my father was very different from yours with your father. And I moved down the country and was very much apart from my own life while he was dying. But I just allowed the processes. I made sure I had support, and I allowed the fact that I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to connect with people, kind of my friends back up here. I just wanted to be down there, get it done, and think about it afterwards.
Do the do.
And for me, it was actually really cathartic, because it gave me power in a place that I hadn't previously had power. So I found after the event that it was just really cathartic, but the process was very difficult. Yes, it's not the hardest thing I've done, but then it's something I didn't think I would have to do, so it was a bit of a surprise to me.
I see.
And that does bring with it after the event. It does bring with it maybe an understanding of increased capacity.
Yeah.
And endurance, yeah. Patience, all of those kind of things, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I
feel relief.
My job was, I did 10 years working in a hospice, like my job was looking after dying people. But it's like that line in Good Will Hunting where he talks about, you know, you could describe a Sistine Chapel, but can you smell it? And it was sort of ridiculous that I'd done death lots and lots and lots, but mm-hmm. I was completely new to the experience of being alongside it when the feelings were involved as well. So, you know, I think it is just, I'm just very, very grateful that I was able to stop life enough to give it the space that it needed, that I can sit at this end of it and go, yeah, I did that exactly as I needed to feel as comfortable as I can with the sadness, if that makes any sense.
And that's how I felt. I knew, you know, I work a lot with childhood trauma, so being kind of confronted with my own was a lot, but I absolutely knew there'd come a point when he would be dead and I would still be here and I would still be me, and I needed to be able to say I was the best me I could be, because I'm the me I've got to live with. And I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't necessarily grateful at the time it was happening. and I was really grateful to my family and friends up here who kind of gave me the space.
Well, yes, you guys did that with me. Yeah. You were kind of like, right, we're here, but I'm just going to step back and let you do the thing you need to do.
We're here when you want to come back at any point, but this is your space now. So I felt really grateful for that.
So going forward, I love the thought process behind Musugi. I think that on a yearly basis, you know,
I'm not pulling a truck.
Well, I was about to ask you what...
Or doing your washing.
Why not to both? okay, in the next year, in the next 12 months, you know what I'm like about goal setting, forward thinking.
She's going to make me a goal. I just know she is.
I don't think she needs any more goals. She's exploding with goals.
She does. I love this.
Because I'm catching them and raining off
her. You've just reached like your goal and now we have to set new ones.
She's got like 20 ongoing.
Yeah,
live.
But our business goals.
Why are you talking about me like I'm not here?
So, okay, we'll talk about Angela.
Yeah, Angela.
Next 365 days.
I did that so you look so betrayed.
I've never seen how delighted you look.
I know.
It's like you had no idea it was possible, but I'm taking it from you.
I'm the only child in here, remember? I've got no allegiance. I know. I just don't want
I had
to be
your
about
back.
Me.
I had everything, but not anymore.
And you're so much taller than me. Yeah. You can just go straight over my head.
And I'm hoping that whilst you've been chatting, you've been thinking about what your Musugi is going to be for the next 365 days.
Well, hang on a second. I'm in the recovery Musugi. What's that called? Recoverugi? Can we call it that?
Recoverugi.
Deflect. Just keep deflecting. I'm scaling up to businesses. I've not got time for anything else.
No, you do. And that's the... So what do they say about meditation? So meditate for 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And if you've not got enough time, meditate for an hour.
Oh, there is truth in that.
There is truth in that.
You got us both on board.
Anyway, you haven't heard about my new goal. I'm going off to train to do yoga. I'm doing a yoga teacher training course for the next year.
I was congratulating her about this.
Is that hard?
I would imagine so. Have you seen my schedule?
It's more bendy than hard, Gemma.
Well, you couldn't do it.
What, yoga?
To teach yoga, to do a teacher training course.
No, I don't have the attention span.
Exactly, so it's
then
hard.
You should do it.
Then you should do it.
Absolutely should do it. Because it's not you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I stretch. I wouldn't say that... I mean, I do 45 minutes of stretching on a daily basis.
True. Okay. I've done it with her. It's true.
And I love stretching, but I do... You call it yin yoga, and I call it stretching.
Yeah.
And sometimes I breathe.
Not often. You just kind of hold your breath until it's done, don't you?
And then you keep on telling me to lift my butt cheeks up.
Yeah, I do.
I've still got that visual of you when we were in the house and you had your kind of Theragun on your inner thigh and you were vibrating backwards towards me.
Do you remember when she tried to do it on you?
It made me vibrate.
It was so funny.
Okay, so... So, it doesn't have to be like a 6-week course. It doesn't have to be a 75-day thing. But I really want us to be the instigators of this Musugi thing. I want to bring it to the country. I want to really give it to people because I can't tell you how much easier life is when you have done something so unbelievably hard. For example, I trained 9 months for this competition that I won. I came out of Strong Woman, the whole world of Strong Woman, at the top at my terms. I then am doing something that's called 75 hard, and everyone else is going mental about how difficult it is. And it's not hard. Yes, once I forgot to read, so I'm back at the beginning again. It doesn't matter for me. It's not hard. This is like how I live my life. It's not hard for me because I did my Masugi. What's going to be your Masugi in the next year, Angela? Doctor.
I just have a grip. I have a blank. Maybe I need someone to give me a Masugi.
Oh, I thought you were going to do your PhD.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that, but that's not immediate. I'm doing Recoverugi first. After I've done my Recoverugi, I may do some stretching. Because yes. I like stretching.
I like to teach you by then.
And then I have been making some plans to do my I want to be Professor Doctor yeah. is what I'm aiming at in the end.
So we're going to make to end up changing this.
It's going to have a doctorate. I'm doing a doctorate, so I'll be Doctor, yeah.
So it's going to be the Professor Doctor, Therapist and
it's
really
be a
very busy
title.
Coach. You can't seem to stop doing hard things.
Rather than doing the laundry.
I love hard things.
We know.
We know. We absolutely know. No pictures, please.
So I will be doing that at some point, but I don't know how soon. I think, do you know what? Genuinely, it's hard for me to not have busy distraction. So actually, maybe my Masugi is space for a bit. And then I'll bounce back and do some learnings and something.
Okay.
Am I allowed that? You don't look disappointed.
I think it's really good. Like, I think that is your hard thing.
Colette is going in a really therapist way. Go, Angela. I'm so behind you. This is what you need.
I've got this slightly Labrador tilt to
my
head.
It's beautiful. You're therapizing. And like Gemma is apoplectic with coaching is going, that's not bloody hard.
that's not a proper goal.
That's really not a goal. We need smart goals, people. Measurable times.
No, that's acceptance and it's perfect. And
do you remember when we talked about like three things? You said to me, like when we were on our season one, Angela, you need a shelf with three things that you can be focusing on. And I was like, I have subshelves. I have cupboards with more shelves in them.
Yeah.
There's like
that.
A room around the corner where I have a spare shelf of shelves. This is hard.
Yeah.
To get one thing.
To do like one thing, which is a nothingy thing.
Would you commit to something like a 15-minute meditation on a daily basis to slow down?
Yeah, I was thinking about like picking up some yoga again in the morning. And doing some stretching and some breathing.
Would you do meditation where you just sit and do
She's
nothing?
She's going to keep saying meditation.
Oh, come on, I can't meditate.
Yes.
Have you ever seen me try
this
to sit
still? This is why I'm
still?
Asking you, because I've seen you try and sit still. It's probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Why would you make me do that more often?
I know, but isn't that brilliant? Don't you think that's helpful?
But that'd
helpful?
Be your Masugi for her, not her Masugi for her.
Well, we know it's her Masugi for her because it's the hardest thing she doesn't want to do.
I'm still going to say it's your external framework.
Yeah, I see. In my Recoverugi sessions, I'm going to do like... I'm having 5 days of Recoverugi. I'm going to be walking, and that's meditating for me.
Moving meditation.
It's a moving meditation. I'm going to look at the sky, the sea, the beauty. I'm going to be at one with all of it. It's going to be so recovery. You're going to be so jealous.
Yeah. There'll be pictures.
Okay. What's your Masugi? I was going to say recovery, but you didn't need
recovery. Do you know what I've done here? I've taken Masugi and made it my podcast.
Yeah. Your podcast. And what am I going to do?
A self thing, not for others, and not
that's
for
yoga. I'm doing this. It's called Yoga Like Water. It's in Cornwall, and I'm going to do that for a year.
A year? What, you're going to be away for a year?
No, I'm going to do the course for a year, a whole year. So it's
but you're
in,
not doing
it's in
it away.
Sections. It's
no,
in
it's
small
in
sections.
It's online for some weekends, and then there's two in persons, and it's something I've been going to do for about 3 years, and I do meditation with them and all sorts of things. It's a particular yoga that I want to do.
Is this the lady that's got the fairy lights?
She trained there, yes.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, Becky. Yeah, so it's where she trained.
Okay, I like fairy lights.
I know you do, and you'd love Becky. So,
okay. So your Masugi is a year
to
make
the
time. This is I love that because you are very time efficient.
I am, and I'm very goal orientated. You know, every year at the beginning of my diary, I write what I want to do, and I don't really expect to do it. But I've now run 5K and lost all the excess weight and written a book and started my businesses and bought my houses and done the things I wanted to do. And the only two things left really are my doctorate and this particular yoga course.
So what happens after?
Oh, like, don't worry about that. Ian.
I'm really worried about that for you. There needs to be another thing.
Are you?
You can't
be another thing.
Don't run out of things.
Oh, there'll always be another thing. Okay. But we're going to do these things next.
Yeah. I love it. Well, my Masugi is, obviously, I did this year's Masugi. I have little Masugis that I'm trying to, you know.
Like family.
I'm having a Masugi crisis. I've realised that my recovery
trolls.
Is not enough.
Masugi troll.
Colette's going to get another certificate at the end
of two. I'm going to get lots of certificates.
At the end of all of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the next podcast, I tell you what, Angela, the next podcast, what we can do is we can start the podcast and this is like selling the sizzle. Find out what Dr. Angela's Masugi is.
Literally, have you seen me shrink slightly under the pressure?
I have.
Angela, on a therapeutic level, you're worried for me now, aren't you?
I have. She's you not see my concern?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it loud.
I feel the need to protect you from the pointing.
Do.
She's wafting a finger about.
Please do. I'm pulling no trucks.
You don't have to pull trucks.
Pulling no trucks.
No, but yes. So I my Masugi is that I'm going to run 10K, okay, and I'm going to run it in quite a good time.
What's quite a good time?
Less than an hour.
Okay.
I'll run it with you.
Thank you.
I won't.
But you can bicycle.
I would.
But she'll get there first.
I like bicycling. I will bicycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you, ladies. It has been, as always, an absolute pleasure and joy. Masugi. Or recovery.
The Doctor, the Therapist, and the Coach on 101 Radio.